Sunday the 4th of February 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Belonging. Sermon title, Belonging to Each Other. Bible reading, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Talk by Marion Childs, assisted by other members of our preschool. After the Bible reading, we have a couple of edited minutes of game setup, which has been included for context, although the hustle and bustle and noise of the game itself have been edited out. First of all, though, let's hear from Victoria, who brings us our Bible reading.
I'm reading from the Message Bible, Colossians 3, 12 to 17. So, chosen by God for his new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offence. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Can we use that stool? Thank you.
Who likes a good Sunday afternoon film and a sweet? We do in our house on a Sunday afternoon. We get our sweets. Now, Ray likes a box of Maltesers. That's my husband. And I like a nice Galaxy Minstrel. And my grandson likes the Smarties. But I had a bit of catastrophe this week coming home from the shop. The packets opened and they've all got mixed in together. So I'm going to need some help to do some sorting. Now, in the interest of food hygiene, because I haven't got wrappers on, I would like to have one child, one adult from this side, because we're going to make this a bit of a competition, and an adult and a child to volunteer from this side. So I'm going to put this here. Right, what we're going to do, down in the middle of the church, you'll see a bowl of sweets on your side and a bowl here. You can do this how you like. You can have one person running or you can take it in turns. You're going to take your cup, scoop up your sweets, bring them up. You can empty them on the plate and you're going to sort them. There's three bowls, one for Smarties, one for Minstrels, one for the Maltesers. When you've finished, when your bowl is empty, I want you to snap the lids on and then get your empty bowl and hold it up. And it's the first side to finish. Right, so are we ready? Gemma and Debbie are going to make sure they're sorted correctly. And I want you lot to cheer for your side, please. Ready? Steady. Go! Come on! Oh, wait. Hey. Well done. Thank you. Okay, you can take your sweets home.
Cheers, thank you.
Enjoy. So here we are with our sweets. Very easy to see what belongs in each group of sweets, what we like to pick and choose. You go in the supermarket, you choose which packet you like, you leave the rest behind, no problem there. And then along comes a friend and they throw a spanner in the works. They bring along a tin like this. There we are. Different flavours, different scents, different wrappers. We have the soft scents, the hard scents, the ones that are a bit nutty. Now I want you to look round the church today. See what wrappers you can see around you. Where's that hard toffee? Where's that nutty one? Where's that squashy one? There we go. But the readings told us today that nobody is here this morning by accident. Chosen by God's hand to be here this morning. Whatever wrapper, whatever centre, we're here together. And it's not going to be easy, is it, in this group, trying to relate with each other that are so different. The reading gives us some instructions as well on how to do this well. These are the words that God's put down for us. Love, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness. Okay? I'm sure like me, in this varied group of people that you're around, that's not always been easy to put those things into practice. You've had a conversation. You wish you could turn the words back. You wish you'd said something differently, done something differently. You thought a bit more about yourself than the other person. No one said this was ever going to be easy in this group. But nevertheless, we've been chosen to be here together. Now, my first time here, I was a bit, I don't know, at the end of the day, before you go to bed and you shake the cushions and you find that sweet that's down the side of the chair that's been squashed and the soft centre squeezing out, that was me. I came here hurting, squashed, and I didn't know anyone. I'd been told this was a good place to be, and I came and I sat in the back, and it was a hard emotional time for me. And then at the end of the service, there was a hand that reached out and touched me. And then someone was speaking to me. Didn't know them, they were a stranger. But in that time, in those moments, there it was in action. The love, the kindness, and the compassion of Christ shared with me. Just a stranger and another stranger. And that had a profound effect on my life. Now, these words might just be words on a paper. But when we put those words into action in this group of people that we belong to, they have the most profound effect. They've got the power to make a positive impact on the people around us. They change the way we relate to each other. They strengthen. They encourage spiritual growth. They put someone on the path to healing and restoration. They change the way we work together. They're God's words and God's way in action. They can make a difference between someone feeling that tall or knowing that they can climb a mountain. They can make someone's day a better day. No little crocks here. No little crocks going home feeling sad. Someone observes, someone sees a need, and they put these things into action and they make a difference. We've produced these little cards. We're going to hand them out at some point before the end of the service. It's just a small t-shirt with the words printed on. We're asking you to sellotape it, blue tack it on the inside of your wardrobe, or maybe where you hang your coats up, maybe where you start your day, in the kitchen, in the office, maybe on the outside of folders that you might take to meetings, just as a visual reminder. And I just want to leave you with these three thoughts. This is really personal. It says, clothe yourself. Clothe yourself, not anyone else. Clothe yourself each day in God's words. And I want you to imagine, what would it be like in this community of people dressed in God's clothing? What's it like for the people around this individual? What's it like for the people who pass this individual going in and out of the door? What's it like for the people that are in a meeting place discussing issues? What's it like for those people? What is the experience of those around this person dressed by God? What's it like for that individual surrounded by these people dressed by God? What's their day like? What's it like on a good day, a normal day, just coming in, working alongside this group of people clothed by God? What's it like on a bad day when life gets you down? What's it like when you can't do anything right, when you've forgotten to do the one thing someone's asked you? How do people respond to you? The people dressed in God's word. And what's it like for those that don't yet belong to this community? The ones looking in. The ones visiting the coffee shop. The ones dropping children off in the children's groups. What do they see? What's their impression of this group of people dressed by God? I believe there's real strength available. Have you ever seen Take Me Out? Do you watch that? The power's in your hands. Alright? The power's in your hands. To make a change. To strengthen. To grow people spiritually. To encourage. By putting these words into action. I've got here. Love. Compassion. Kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness. Small words with the potential to change and make a radical difference in this team, this group of people that we have been chosen by God, regardless of wrapper and flavour and shape, regardless of any of that, chosen by God to be together, to be responsible for each other, and to share God's love. Thank you.
The power is in your hands. It's really hard to come up here and just kind of open your life up like that. Let's give Marion another round of applause. It's fantastic. Bless her.